Good evening, everybody. There's a fascinating tshuva in Rabbi Avadya Yosef's Sefer called Shalos HaTshuvos Rabbi Omer. So he writes a story about when he was sitting shiva. And he writes, Tov Ayin Hu Yivarech. He's addressing somebody who I wasn't sure exactly who it is, but he gives such superlatives. He gives such beautiful praise about this person who he's writing the letter to. He says, Tov Ayin Hu Yivarech, Mayin Habiz Gaber, Karabalozer Ben Arach. You are a person who is so overflowing with Torah. Masnita Ushmaitza Mitzafra Karach of Rishonim V'Achronim Dashto Kashto Darach. He knows everything. He's able to talk in the Rishonim and the Achronim. He learns all day long. Hagon Hamafursam Mofis Hador V'Hadoro. He is the wonderment of the generation. Morenu Harav Ayin Zayin Shlita. Doesn't say who it is. So I decided to do a Google search to figure out who exactly is Morenu Harav Ayin Zayin Shlita. I didn't come up with anything, so I emailed somebody by the name of Mordechai Jabahari, who's very close with Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the son of Rabbi Avadya, and I asked him, what's the story? Who is this person? So he said that he was in contact with him, and it turns out he's referring, Rabbi Avadya here is referring to Rav Ezra Atiyah. Rav Ezra Atiyah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Avadya Yosef, of Rav Mordechai Eliyo, of Rav Yitzchak Kaduri, of Rabbi Tzion Abishal, of all the great Sephardic leaders from the last generation. So there's a reason why Rabbi Avadya says such tremendous praise about him, because he was the Rebbe of all the great leaders. So here, he writes them the following. Acharei ataras achayim v'hashalom v'chol tuvsela. I wish you well and everything should be okay with you. Hen biyashvi ba'avelis al maras imi hareni kaparas mishgavar. Rabbi Avadya writes, when I was sitting shiva for my mother, I should be a kapara for her. V'arvel im kedar sichosi. Harol hadras gonor lavelu nachameni. You, Rabbi Ezra Atiyah, I assume that's who he's referring to, chose to come and be Menachemi. Now, number one, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef pointed out, why is Rabbi Avadya so afraid to say him by name? Why does he give a Rashi Teva? So he said, because the reason is, there are some Sephardim who are afraid to have any sort of connection to anything that has to do with Avelis. So therefore, Rabbi Ezra Atiyah didn't want to have anything to do with Avelis, so he asked a personal favor to Rabbi Avadya when he wrote the Tshuva to leave his name out. So you want to write a Rashi Teva, so write a Rashi Teva, but don't write my name. So that's why it was so hidden that nobody really knew who it was. So he writes that here, Rabbi Ezra Atiyah came to be Menachem, his Talmud, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, Ubavoam, and when all, Ito, Imo, and together with you, Achuzas Mere'eu Rabbanim Ugdolim Hashem Aleihem Yichyu, was a group of Rabbanim, so I can imagine, it was probably Rabbi Mordechai Eliyo, and Rabbi Yitzchak Kaduri, and all the great Sephardic poskim all came together to be Menachem Ovo by Rabbi Avadya. Ubavoam, and when you all walked into the room, Kamnu Lifneyam Mishem Esei Dekavadat Torah, I stood up, out of respect to all of you. You're coming to Menachem Avil. You're my Rebbe, together with all the great Talmidim, who are all poskim and such great leaders on their own. So I stood up. Uba Shaita, and at that time, so can you imagine, Rabbi Avadya stands up, and all of his friends and the Rebbe are there, and they're very upset. What's he standing up for us? And Rabbi Avadya says, what do you mean, why am I standing up? You're all big Talmid Chachamim. And a big fight breaks out, and one of the Chaverim, one of the friends of Rabbi Avadya, who was there, says, well, don't you know it says that you're not allowed to stand up? Shulchan Aruch says somebody who's sitting shiva is not supposed to stand up for a Talmud Chacham who walks into the room. And Rabbi Avadya starts arguing back, well, I believe that you are allowed to, and the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to, and they get into this whole argument. So then he writes, I found out later on that really this young Talmud Chacham who was there with you didn't really know the din on his own. He was really spoon-fed from you. You were the one who told him what to say to me and how to answer back to me in halacha. So I'm writing the letter, the response back to you, because you're the cause of all these problems. So Rabbi Avadya argues the case as follows. The question really begins with the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that, and this is what the Ramah paskins in Yerodeya as well, in Simon Shinai in Vav, HaKol Chayav in Mabud Bifnei Nasi, everybody has to stand up when a Nasi, when a Talmud Chacham walks in the room, Chutz Me'al V'Vachola, except for somebody who's in Avelis, Rahmana Litzlan, or somebody who is not feeling well. And the question is, why is that the case? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the reason, the Gemara doesn't really give the reason, and the Achronim have a big discussion as to why this should be so. So the Levush writes the reason why is as follows. He says, well, an Avil is so tarid b'tzaro, he's so busy thinking about the Avelis and about the parent who passed away, or about the child, or the sibling, or the relative, whoever it was, they don't have the frame of mind to stand up for a Talmud Chacham who walks in, and to know when to sit down and when to stand up. And they're going to get all mixed up, so you know what, we're just going to leave it as is. They're too busy thinking about what they're thinking about. Don't get involved. Therefore, we say that they're putter from this mitzvah. So the Shavuos Yaakov Taina is, how can you say such a thing? What do you mean? The Gemara tells us in Ksubas, we know ha'osik b'mitzvah putter min ha'mitzvah. Somebody who's involved in one mitzvah doesn't have to perform another. So says the Gemara, maybe somebody who's in the middle of Avelos should be putter from all the other mitzvahs. Why? Because I'm involved, I'm engaged in one mitzvah, and I don't have a mind to be involved in other things. So maybe I shouldn't daven tonight, and maybe I shouldn't do all the mitzvahs that I'm supposed to do, because I'm busy maybe I shouldn't make brachas because I'm busy thinking about the avelus and being bothered about it. Says the Gemara, no. We don't say osik be mitzvah patur min mitzvah be somebody who's in avelus. Why? Because ibay leli yisuve daitit. It's true, osik be mitzvah, when I'm focusing on one mitzvah, I shouldn't be focused on something else. But somebody who's in avelus, and you're going to say that because they're in avelus, they shouldn't go and be involved in other mitzvahs, says the Gemara, that's not a good excuse. It's your job. You shouldn't be getting so carried away with the loss. You should have enough peace of mind that even though you're suffering a loss, you should still have enough peace of mind to be able to daven at night, to be able to put on tefillin every day, and that's not a good reason to pater you. Well, says the Shavuos Yaakov, if that's true, how can the Levush say the reason why you don't have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham and they come to be Menachem Avel is because your mind is all over the place. What do you mean? The Gemara tells us that's not an excuse for an Avel to get himself out of mitzvah, so how can you assume that that's the reason over here? Says the Shavuos Yaakov, the reason has to be as follows. We have a halacha, he says, you always have to be mechabed et Talmud Chacham. But what happens in the days of yore when they used to have one big shower area, and they would wait on line to go take a shower? So let's say I'm standing in line, and I see a Talmud Chacham is behind me. Do I have to tell him to go first? So the Shavuos Yaakov says, obviously not. Why? Because that's not a makom shel kibud. Don't start being mechabed people in the bathroom. You should go before me, and he should go before him. It doesn't make sense to start being mechabed people in a makom that's not mechubad. So therefore, says the Shavuos Yaakov, the same would apply over here. The Avil is in such a low state, and he's feeling so depressed and so crestfallen, and he's feeling so despondent. It's not a place to start saying, well, let's be mechabed him, and let's not be mechabed him. It just doesn't make sense. The same way ein mechabdim bebeis ha-merchatz, so too we're not mechabed in a beis ha-avil. That's the way the Shavuos Yaakov understands it. Well, this is very questionable, number one, because how can you compare the two? A beis ha-merchatz, I understand. Everybody's standing there undressed. Everybody's ready to go in for a shower. Everybody's waiting to use the washroom, the men's room, so now you're going to say, you're going to start being mechabed this one and that one and tell him to go first and the other one, it's going to make a whole problem. What does that have to do with the Shiva house? The Shiva house is not like a beis ha-merchatz, it's not like a bathroom. What is that? How do you compare those two things? This is not a makom which is not mechubad. This is a place which is mechubad. It happens to be everyone's busy doing one thing, but that's not really such a clear comparison. And number two, the Achronim point out that it's hard to say such a thing also because the Pischei Tshuva writes that yes, even though that is the case that when a Talmud Chacham, let's say everybody's waiting online for the bathhouse, you don't say a Talmud Chacham goes first. But let's say, says the Pischei Tshuva, quoting one of the Achronim, he says, what if a person has his father standing behind him? Then he should be mechabed. Why? Because the chi of kibud on a father is not only kibud, it's a chi of mora as well. From the din kibud, you're right, we're not mechabed in a bathroom. It doesn't make sense. But we do still have to have mora. We have to have fear. And mora dictates that you have to have fear even in a place which is not so mechubad. So therefore, if that's the case by a beis ha-merchatz, by any case like that, well, that should apply as well. You should say when a father or a rebbe who's really a nasi, who's greater than all of them, walks into the room, then the avil should have to stand up, and yet the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to. So why do we find this discrepancy? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, the answer has to be totally different. The answer is because the Gemara says in Moed Katan Daf Chavav, another member, the Gemara says, somebody who sees an avel should never say to them, Shev. You should never say to the avel, sit down. Why? Because that has a connotation, even though you don't mean to say it, but it has a connotation that you should remain in your avelus. You should remain in your sickness. You should endure the sickness forever. You should never come out of it. Shev means you should stay in your place. And because we don't want to ever say such a thing, therefore a person always has to be careful not to say shev. Well, what's the automatic reaction? If I will stand up for somebody, what does the Talmud Chacham always say back? No, please sit down. So the Shulchan Aruch is afraid. What's going to happen? The Avil is going to stand up for the Talmud Chacham. What's the Talmud Chacham's knee-jerk reaction? No, please sit down. Well, you can't say please sit down to an Avil. Can't say please sit down to somebody who's sick, because that has a connotation, something negative, that they should stay in the Avelus forever. So therefore, we don't want to get involved in the problem. So we stay far away and we say, you know what, just don't stand up for the Talmud Chacham. No, this way you don't get involved in the problems. Well, this is what the whole discussion was in the home of Rabbi Avadia when he was sitting Shiva. Does a person have a right to stand up if he chooses to, or do you say, no, you don't have a right? The Shulchan Aruch says you don't stand up means you don't stand up at all. And even if you want to volunteer on your own to do so, you still should not. This was the big shaila. When it comes to our parsha, we have Yaakov Avinu. What does it say? Yosef is the Melech in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to visit him, Vayishtachu Yisrael Arosh Hamita. So the Shavuos Yaakov says, don't you see? Rashi says, why did Yaakov Avinu stand up? Because his son, the Melech, walked in. So he stands up for him. But Yaakov Avinu is holding by the end. He's very sick. That's why Yosef comes to visit him. Hine avicha chola. So don't you see that you're allowed to stand up? Don't you see if an avel or a chola chooses to stand up, he's allowed to? Says the Shavuos Yaakov, you see that if he wants to, if he chooses, yes, he's putter, but if he chooses to, he's allowed to. That's the raya that the Shavuos Yaakov wants to bring from our parsha with the story of Yaakov and Yosef. Just to close, the closing of the Rebbe has a discussion about this also. He writes a beautiful point. He says, how can he make sense out of this? So many years Yosef is living in Mitzrayim. He doesn't bother to have the kavod to go into his father. How many years is he there? 17 years his father's in Mitzrayim. Yosef never once goes to visit his father. Finally, at the end of his father's life, they come and they tell him, Hine avicha chole. He says, oh, you know, I better go before my father passes away. It's worth going to say hello to him. What about the last 17 years? Couldn't go visit your father? What kind of chutzpah? Your father's sitting there and he's enjoying himself in Goshen or whatever, and you can't, it's a 5-minute ride, you can't go, and you're the king. You can't figure out how to get there. Says the Klozer Megareb, the answer is as follows. The halacha is, the Rush writes from the Maharam Rutenberg, from his Rebbe, that there's a problem when you have a child who's a Talmud Chacham and the father, I don't have such problems. If the father is less chashev than the child, so it's a big problem because I have a din kibbut av aim for my father. The father has a din kavut Talmud Chacham for the son. So who should be mechabit who? When the son walks into the room, the father has to stand up because the son is the Talmud Chacham. But when the father walks into the room, the son has to stand up because it's his father. So the Maharam Rutenberg said after he became a big Talmud Chacham, he never went again to visit his father because he was concerned. What are we going to do? Who's going to stand up for who? So he stayed away. I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's what the Maharam Rutenberg writes. That's what he did. So says the Kloisenberg Rebbe, you know, I just heard a hesped of Usher Weiss's father passed away 2 weeks ago. So he gave a hesped on his father and he said it was a big problem when his father came to his shiurim. So his father was a big genius, but his father used to sit there and scream questions at him. He would fire questions. So he said, on the one hand, I had a din kibbut av aim. On the other hand, he had a din, he had to be mechabed me. I was a bigger Talmud Chacham. So where do I draw the line? Do I listen to his question and take it seriously, even though I know he's wrong? Or do I try to figure out how to nicely say, well, you're wrong, and let's move on with the shiur? So you have, once in a while, you have problems like this. Doesn't happen to most of us, but that's a problem Rav Asher Weiss has. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe writes, that was the problem that Yosef had. How could I go visit my father? What's going to happen? I'm the melech. He has a din, he has to be mechabed me because I'm the melech. I have a din, I have to be mechabed him because he's my father. So what are we going to do? I'm going to walk in, he's going to stand up. He's going to walk in, I'm going to stand up. So you know what? Forget it, I'm not going to visit him. They come to Yosef at the end of his life and they say, Hine avicha chola, your father's sick. He says, now I can go. There's a din that an chola is not supposed to stand up for the Talmud Chacham who walks in. Now I can go visit my father. There's nothing to worry about. He walks in, but Yaakov Avinu held like the Shvus Yaakov, that you don't have to, but you're allowed to if you want. So he walks in, and all of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu jumps up, and Yosef says, what are you doing? Don't you know the halachas, you don't stand up? He says, no, I hold like the other opinion, that you're allowed to if you want. So that was what the Kloisenberger said. That's what was going on with Yaakov and Yosef, and that's why the whole lifetime he doesn't go see him, till the end of his life.